download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and we thank State Rep Josh Cutler for joining us for the State House Report. And we move forward. Joining us in studio is a gentleman who is, I believe he's going to be running against Jim Cantwell.
Yes, that's correct.
What is that particular district that you're running for?
It's the 4th Plymouth District, which encompasses Marshfield and Scituate.
That voice is Mr. Jim Pavlik, and he's here with us for a few minutes to tell us about running for State Rep. Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you. Appreciate it very much. Middle-class background. My dad was a firefighter for 34 years. My mom was a homemaker and a cleaning woman. I went to Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I joined the Marine Corps when I was in college. And when I graduated in 1981, I went to flight school. Flew jets on active duty in the Marine Corps for 8.5 years. Got off active duty in 1990 to pursue a career in civilian aviation. I currently am a pilot for American Airlines International, flying the Boeing 777 aircraft. And in 1992, I joined the Marine Corps Reserve. In 2003, I got mobilized, called to active duty for Operation Iraqi Freedom for 9 months. And I just retired from the Marine Corps a little over about 2 years ago, February of 2012, at the rank of colonel after 30 years of service.
Did you say you fly the Boeing 777?
Yes, I do.
Is that the same one as the Malaysian flight that disappeared?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So you guys must have some conversations in the cockpit since this whole thing happened.
Man, I tell you, that's a real mystery. Yeah, you're right. People do ask me that all the time. I have my suspicions about what happened. I think if that airplane did actually go into the water, they should have found some wreckage. I think they may have used that airplane, planted somewhere, and eventually it might show up. I don't think it'll ever have any chance of coming here to hurt us, but someplace else.
Again, not to deviate from the conversation. Yeah, sure. When you said the Boeing 777, I followed the whole Malaysian flight thing, and it just triggered something. So thank you for your input on that.
Okay.
Talk to us why you decided to get involved with politics and run in this race.
Sure. As I said, I served for 30 years in the Marine Corps,
and I retired a little
over 2 years ago, and I just look at this as another opportunity to serve the people of Scituate and Marshfield and give them the service they deserve. I learned a lot about leadership in the Marine Corps. I didn't have a choice. It's either be a leader, move up, or move out. And I go knocking on doors, talking to people, and the first thing I ask them, just to see what the issues are, I ask them, hey, are you satisfied, or are you happy with the direction that our state is moving in? And the majority of them say no. So I think they're looking for leadership to take the state in the right direction. And I think I have the capabilities from my leadership principles that I learned in the Marine Corps, and I just want to get people back to work, lower our tax burden, lessen our tax burden, and restore integrity up on Beacon Hill.
What would you say are going to be the hot button issues when you and your opponent square off later this year?
Well, I want to get people back to work. I know people that have lost their jobs. Some of them have gotten new jobs or got their old job back, but some of them are still unemployed. I would do that by 3 out of 4 new jobs are produced by small businesses. I think the state has to be a little more friendlier towards a small business. Right now, Massachusetts ranks 47 out of the 50 states as being friendly to businesses. We're only ahead of Illinois, California, and New York. So we need to be a little more friendlier to the businesses so they can get the regulations lessened a little bit so they can hire more people, lessen our tax burden. The gas tax, for instance, the family's income in the state of Massachusetts has decreased by 1.8%. The automatic gas tax hike will definitely take money out of the wallets of families. I think there are too many professional politicians on Beacon Hill, and I don't plan on making a career out of it. I already have a job as an airline pilot. I just want to get things moving in the right direction and turn it over to somebody else.
Okay. Peter, Dennis, you have a question for Mr. Pavlik?
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Entering the race.
Thank you very much.
I've been in politics for 18 years. It's not easy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What you're talking about, you're going in the right direction because the middle class is being hurt. And as you probably are well aware of, there's a lot of companies in Massachusetts that are moving out of the United States because of the taxes that they have to pay. And the small businessman is being hurt because of the tax. And the state has to step up to the plate and try to help some of these small businesses to create jobs.
Right. Since 2008, the state of Massachusetts has lost more jobs than it has created. So I think we need to help the small businessman be able to have the capability of hiring more people.
You're absolutely right, Jim.
Peter? With Marshfield was just going through, and Citro just going through the flood insurance process.
Yes.
And stuff like that. How would you address that?
From what I understand, the most you have to pay for your flood insurance is $250,000, or if you have a mortgage for $500,000, the most you'd have to pay is $250,000. A lot of people can't afford that.
Right.
We'd have to get some kind of some relief for them, or else you're going to lose your home. And the only people that would be able to afford that are people that have the money to buy them out. And it's unfortunate right now, but people may lose their home because they cannot afford the flood insurance.
Right.
So we'd have to get some kind of relief for them. I understand if they built a home and it's out of code, as long as they get it in the code, they can possibly get a reduced rate. But unfortunately, it appears right now some people, unless things do change, will not be able to afford the flood insurance.
Dennis? Peter, that's a great question. And also, Jim, the state of Florida just made a moratorium on that because a lot of homes are on the ocean. They're on the intercoast because my brother's in Florida.
Yes.
And the state stepped up and told the federal government, you can't do this for 5 more years because they have to work on that. That's a major, major problem, the poor people that are on the coast of Massachusetts. You know, they have to buy this flood insurance.
Right.
And you can't afford it.
No.
You know?
No, I something definitely has to be done or else these people are going to lose their home. And, you know, they could have been in their family for a long, long time. And to have it just be lost because of this enactment of this flood insurance that FEMA initiated is I don't think it's fair.
Correct.
What are some of the other issues? Is there any particular other issues that you're looking at? We look at the different agencies and departments that have had issues, whether it's the probation department, whether it's issues with welfare reform.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You name it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There is a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse in this state. If, for example, you mentioned welfare reform, just the EBT card program alone, a lot of money that Massachusetts funds in the EBT card program is being spent outside the state. I think Florida is one of the biggest beneficiaries of Massachusetts tax dollars going to the EBT program, and Las Vegas, and they need to tamp down on that. That money is being provided by the taxpayers of Massachusetts, and that money should be spent in the state of Massachusetts, not outside. I don't know how they get away with it.
What have you been doing as far as getting out and campaigning? This is your first time running for an office, right?
Yes.
So what are you doing to get out there to at least get your name out there?
Right, right. I've been very proactive in getting signatures for Tank the Gas Tax Initiative, and people have been very, very responsive to that referendum, and they encourage me to run as well. A lot of people think an incumbent should have an opponent, and when I knock on doors, I introduce myself. I'm a retired Marine Corps colonel. My name is Jim Pavlik. I'm running for your state representative. Do you feel that the state is going in the right direction? And as I said previously, a lot of them have issues with the way things are in our state right now. So I tell them what I'd like to do as far as getting things going in the right direction that I mentioned before.
Okay. Social media, website, what are you doing about
yes.
that?
Oh, My website is www.jimpavlik2014.com, and my last name is spelled P-A-V-L-I-K. I also have a Twitter account at jimpavlik2014, and my Facebook page is Jim Pavlik for State Representative.
Any events that you get coming up that you want to give folks an idea of what's coming up?
Yes, thank you, Kevin. My kickoff campaign party is next Thursday, the 26th, and it's at Ember Restaurant at 6:30 p.m. through 8:30 p.m., and my guest speaker is Senator Bob Hedlin.
Wow. Nice. How'd you pull Hedlin?
When I announced it, I was running. He wanted to meet me and give me some pointers, as long as well as Representative Jeff Deal. They gave me some good pointers, what to do, what to not to do. So I've got a lot of help, and I need it.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And again, thank you. You know, I got to say, setting things up.
Yes.
And we were going to try to move it back to either next Monday, the following Monday. And the person kept saying, no, he's on a plane. I go, who can be on a plane this much? And then I spoke with Sandy.
Yes.
And she's like, no, he flies. He's in the airport. I go, it makes sense now.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Thank you. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for having me. And I appreciate the opportunity. And hope to see you again very soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. There he is, Mr. Jim Pavlik, or James, Jim or Jim? Jim or James? What do you prefer?
I go by Jim.
Jim. A nice person. What do you think, Pete?
Good job.
All right, guys.
He's looking for your vote for the 4th Plymouth District.
Yes. Situate-Marshfield.
Situate-Marshfield, and he is a Republican.
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jim, and we'll definitely talk to you soon.
Thank you,
friend.
Kevin. Thank you, Peter. All right, guys.
As we got a little bit of a transition going on here, behind you, Jim, these young ladies are going to come up to the table
All right.
and sit up here, and we're going to talk with them next.
Very well.